All right, you know you're a fixture in American culture when you make it onto The Simpsons. Carl Kasell had his turn last Sunday.
It's so much fun to finally have a friend who likes the NPR show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me as much as I do.
So, Carl Kasell, how did the House Minority Whip do on our news quiz?
Well, Peter, he got 2 out of 3 right. So, he wins me recording his outgoing message.
Oh, that's okay, really. No. Please don't.
It's not optional.
So that's it. Carl Kasell just reached the pinnacle of his career. Time to stop. This weekend is Carl's final broadcast as the official judge and scorekeeper of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He becomes scorekeeper emeritus. And while you'll still be hearing Carl from time to time, it is time to review his more than 60 years of radio. The early years sounded like this.
The magic hour of midnight fast approaches, and the shadows of the night lengthen and close in, making our world a world just for two. Our starlight symphony fades and slowly dies away as we put away our dreams till another day.
That's a teenaged Carl Kasell around 1950, hosting a late-night, easy-listening music show. It was on WGBR in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Carl had been dreaming of a job like that for as long as he could remember.
Before I even started to school, I sometimes would hide behind the radio, which would be sitting on a table, and pretend that I was on the air and try to fool people who came by to listen. And then when I got up to about 7 years old, and I do remember this very well, my grandmother had a wind-up Victrola and maybe 2 or 3 records. And I would sit there sometimes and play those records, and I'd put in commercials between them, and I would do a newscast. I would tell jokes, and I would tell the time, just like the guy on the radio did. I loved doing it.
Once he got onto the radio for real, only one thing ever kept him off. He was drafted in the 1950s. But after his Army service, the station welcomed him back.
It's the Carl Kasell Show.
With tops and tunes and Goldsboro Radio.
Carl Kasell plays the best.
The tunes that are your favorite request.
1150 Carl Kasell Show.
The Carl Kasell Show.
Carl.
How you like that, huh?
All right.
Here's Carl talking with Renee a few years ago.
So jump ahead and tell us how you ended up in news.
I was working in Alexandria, Virginia, and a friend of mine who worked at an all-news station in Arlington called me up and said that we have an opening on the weekend if you can use a few extra dollars. And I kind of left the records behind. And it came at a time when so much was happening. We had the Vietnam War, the demonstrations downtown in Washington, the Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy assassinations, the Middle East War, Watergate came along. And so it was a great learning period, even though there were some bad times in there. And it got into my blood. And I wound up being the news director at the station.
Carl joined NPR in 1975 as a part-time weekend newscaster. He went on to deliver the news during Morning Edition from the very beginning in 1979. For 30 years, the only certain things were death, taxes, and Carl Kassel's voice.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Kasell. President Bush says Iran...
He used to wake up at 1:05. 1:05, he said, because 1 o'clock was just too darn early. Finally, he stepped away from that routine to devote more time to his other job.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kasell.
Carl has been scorekeeper on Wait, Wait since it debuted in 1998. During all those years, it's been hard to imagine anyone else who could even do the job. True, there were plenty of other people who could listen to the jokes of Peter Sagal without laughing, but only Carl had that authoritative voice, calm, quiet, never in distress.
That was the radio version of a famous painting that sold for a record $120 million. At auction this week.
Such raw displays of talent awed even the show's celebrity guests like Ashley Judd.
I am so nervous to be here. I am so nervous. I was
really
thinking about, I was comparing how nervous I am now to how nervous I wasn't when I addressed the General Assembly of the United Nations.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Really?
Yes. And I think then, because I was speaking truth to power in a way that felt very, you know, spiritual, and I was determined, but oh my God, that's Carl Castle.
And then there are the answering machine messages. He's done about 2,000 of them over the years. And as scorekeeper emeritus, Carl will continue to record those messages.
This is Carl Castle of National Public Radio News. Reliable sources report that both Mike and Carla are not available to answer the phone right now. We have verified that they do not need siding, windows, or a hot tub, and their carpets are clean. They give to charity through the office, and they don't need their picture taken. If you're still with me, leave your name and number, and they'll get back to you soon. And thanks.
When the program went on the air, we didn't have much of a budget. We had no budget, really. And we were having listeners call in and play games, and we could only say, well, you're a winner, and that's it. We wanted to give them a gift or a prize. We couldn't afford coffee mugs or tote bags or whatever. So I was asked if I would do this for a short time until we had a budget and we could buy some gifts. Well, I've been doing it ever since. Peter describes them as this.
You can't buy them anywhere, but you also can't sell them. They're the only prize that's both priceless and worthless.
Priceless to the people who received them, they remain Carl Castle's signature as he nears the end of a long career. Now, here's something people say about a radio newscaster. The news may be bad, but just hearing that voice every day tells you things are all right. Here's something people say about laughter. It's a sign you're not defeated. Millions of people have felt both kinds of reassurance when they heard Carl Castle's voice.
I have enjoyed every minute of it. I have never considered what I do as work. It has been fun, it's been rewarding, and very fulfilling, the whole thing. I love my work. It's been good to me, and it's the best of my world.
1150 Carl Castle Show. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
The Carl Castle Show.